The spiritual world touches all our lives, whether we see it or not. Today I want to share some heartfelt stories from people just like you, testimonies that remind us how important it is to stay strong in prayer and faith. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede for souls today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Let's begin this spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you don't miss our next video. Now let's dive into today's testimonies. Hello everyone. Before we begin, I want to thank each of you for being part of this community and for sharing your stories and prayers. Today I have some testimonies from our viewers that highlight the dangers of dabbling in the occult. Now, I'm sure that most people watching videos about Padre Pio aren't the ones who need a warning about this, but these stories serve as a powerful reminder that there truly is a spiritual world and that there are dangers lurking behind practices that might seem harmless at first. Let's start with the longest of these testimonies. A viewer shared, "When I was in high school, some girls messed with a Ouija board in the corner of the playground and used a supposedly unbreakable glass they smuggled out from the school canteen. The outcome was so disturbing. The head teacher called a nurse, or a doctor, it might have been a doctor, and a priest to see the girls. The girls never got over it. A special school assembly was called, and we were told and warned not to mess with such stuff. When reading about and watching Following Padre Pio, the Cure of Ars, and Father Gabriel Amorth, that school assembly always come to mind. A couple of years ago, a shop opened at my local precinct which sold not only items associated with so-called goths, but also Ouija boards and other sick and twisted stuff. Needless to say, I was deeply disturbed by this. What was even more disturbing was that parishioners from my local parish would pass by this shop frequently but would say nothing, especially those who would have the ear of the parish priest, because in no time it would have been an article in the parish bulletin. That's how I know there was no mention of it whatsoever. It was frustrating and disheartening, to say the least. Something had to be done in an understated way without being bullish or cack-handed about it. When my dog was alive, we'd frequently go for walks around the block. Whenever we would pass by this shop, opened or closed, I would pray the prayers to the Sacred Heart, the Hail Mary, the Miraculous Medal Prayer, and the prayer to Saint Michael the Archangel and Saint Joseph. This was done as frequently as when my dog decided to take the walk route through the shopping precinct. Also, when I'd go shopping with my sister and pass it by, I would pray silently. I carried on doing this until the pandemic lockdown prohibited me from going outside for weeks. Imagine my surprise when I found that the shop had closed down completely without any forwarding address or website. I thanked our Lord, Our Lady, Saint Joseph, and Saint Michael the Archangel for their help. The intention of the prayers were for either the shop owners to get rid of the occult stuff and find other more decent items to sell or close altogether. Pray, hope, and don't worry." What a powerful testimony. What stands out for me here is the unwavering commitment to prayer in the face of something spiritually troubling. Whether the shop closed due to economic factors or divine intervention, or both, the important lesson here is that we take action. It's easy to feel hopeless or frustrated when we see things like this in our communities, but the viewer's response, praying consistently, shows us a better way. And that's one of our missions here at Following Padre Pio, to fight the good fight in today's spiritual battles through prayer and devotion. That's why we created the Protect the Child of Padre Pio program, a way for you to take spiritual action not just for yourself, but for the world around you. By joining, you invite Padre Pio's powerful intercession into your life through our apostolate. His mission was, and still is, to comfort troubled hearts and lead souls back to God. As a protected child of Padre Pio, you'll receive spiritual benefits such as regular holy masses offered for your intentions, a deeper connection to his legacy, and a growing community united in prayer. You'll also receive a personalized certificate, a photo of Padre Pio, his favorite prayer booklet, and access to exclusive spiritual resources, beautiful reminders of his presence in your life. If you found strength, peace, or inspiration from our videos, then please consider this. Why not give something back? Help us to continue helping you and countless others by supporting this mission. Even a small monthly gift makes a big difference. Click the link below to become a protected child of Padre Pio and walk more closely with this great saint. Invite his grace and guidance into your life today. Now, let's hear a few more testimonies from our viewers who've witnessed the dangers of the occult firsthand. A viewer named Giacomo shared, "Never play with the Ouija board. I saw firsthand what happened to the daughter of a friend. Over 5 years of psychiatrists and suffering. What finally cured her was the church, confession, and Holy Communion. Now she has children in college." Giacomo reminds us that dabbling in the occult can be devastating, sometimes leading to years of suffering. But he also reminds us that confession and Holy Communion are not just rituals. They are lifelines that bring us back into God's grace and protection. Thank you, Giacomo, for sharing. A viewer named Tomas wrote, "Ex-Spiritist here. Spiritism has many wrong teachings and leads to syncretism. Syncretism is the practice of combining different beliefs, basically cherry-picking what fits your narrative. We see this a lot in the New Age movements. Just reading the Holy Bible made me notice how much I was wrong. Spiritists take passages out of context that fit their view. Thanks, Lord Jesus Christ, that I found the truth and came to His church." Indeed, thanks be to our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Tomas, for sharing. And finally, I'd like to leave you with this wisdom from a viewer named Mr. B. "When it comes to the occult, Satan will give you just enough rope, his false blessings, to hang ourselves. He will never give any true and lasting blessings." If any of you watching have a story to share about your encounters with the occult or how faith brought you back to God, we'd love to hear from you. Please share your stories in the comments below or email us at info@followingpadrepio.org. Thank you for watching and stay tuned for our next video on the life of Padre Pio.